It's been a long wait for Czech slalom skier Šárka Strachová, formerly Zahrobská. The last major championship she won was the bronze medal at the Olympic Games in Vancouver in 2010. In the intervening years came the dramatic split with her initial trainer, her father, the breakdown of the team that took over amid poor results and a suspected brain tumour. But at the World Championships at Beaver Creek on Sunday, Strachová was once again on the winner's podium with a Slalom bronze medal. And she admitted her emotion afterwards.
For me, this bronze medal is almost the same as a gold one. I'm really proud what I did today and that after all these months I'm back. I'm proud as well for my team. We prepared well and I'm really glad with what we achieved.
Strachová already has a full collection of World Championship medals, with the gold already won way back in 2007. Staying with the snow, the Czech women's biathlon relay team have made it a third victory from five starts this season, with another World Cup win, this time in Oslo. The Czech foursome eventually ended up almost half a minute ahead of the second-placed Italians. Jitka Landová catapulted the Czech team into first place with no errors with the rifle during both trials, with Veronika Vítková going on to consolidate the gain with the final leg of the relay. And Czech speed skating champion Martina Sablíková has taken the gold medal in the women's 3,000 and 5,000 metre events at the World Championships in the Netherlands. The Czech speed skater beat defending champion Irene Verst of the Netherlands by more than a second in the 3,000 metres event. She added to her medal tally with nearly 2 seconds between her and the silver winner Caroline Echterrechter in the 5,000 metres. Czech Karolina Urbanova took bronze in the 1,000-metre event. And finally, in tennis, Tomáš Berdych went into the Rotterdam Open with a view to defending the title he picked up there a year ago. In spite of being seeded third, the Czech number one made it through to the final to face Switzerland's Stanislav Wawrinka. But Berdych's run of five previous defeats against Wawrinka became six after he went down 6-4, 3-6, 4-6 in just over 2 hours. In spite of the defeat, Berdych took away some positives from the match and is looking forward to overcoming his Swiss bogeyman the next time they meet.
Still, I think it was a good match. You know, I had my chances in the beginning of the second set, which I didn't make, and I think that cost me the match. But that's how it is, you know. I think I can still see some positive things, because the last time that I played him, it was a completely different way. You know, I was not able to deal with the way how he's playing. You know, today it was completely different.